What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Roots.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The money, the honey, and the funny. happy hump day, homies and homettes.
Sure.
Can y'all please tell me who stars in The Hangover 3? Because I bought it on bootleg.
Oh.
And I don't remember Casey, JoJo, and Randy Travis being in the first two Hangovers. Any whatever, it's Wednesday now, we're here. Halfway through the week, the captain's back in his seat, and it's no coincidence Indiana beat the Heat. Which means the Jaundice Jinx is still on the streak.
Oh,
yep. Oh, Beige Al Roker is back at it, y'all.
Beige Al Roker?
Oh, you still on the streak, baby. That's called filler, Tom. I'm just saying, Miami was looking good, real good, you know, when you weren't on a bandwagon. But LeBron James fouled out last night. I don't think I've ever remembered a game when Bron fouled out.
Right.
Hey, did y'all hear the story about Beyonce getting a butt-slapping concert?
Yeah.
Old news? New news? I got to work on my new news. Who knew? Well, we talked about that shiggity on Monday, and we didn't even work. Man, some guys have all the luck. I'm doing it anyway. She was performing in Copenhagen. That's in Denmark, people. You like that, Sybil?
I love it, huh?
See, women like a guy with intelligence.
That's right.
And a smartphone. See, it came right up when I goofed it. Anyway, Beyonce was on stage doing her thing, and that's when this fan extended his arm and hand and put a ring on it. They said Beyonce was some kind of mad. I'm talking about Keisha Cole, man. I'm talking Kelly Rowland singing Dirty Laundry, man. Anyway, she told the fan that she will have him escorted. Man, I don't know how much those Beyonce tickets cost. But that is worth the ticket. Throw my ass out. Did y'all hear about Justin Bieber driving in his neighborhood in a Ferrari all reckless in a gated community?
Yeah.
Man, how funny is Keyshawn Johnson chasing him in a Prius? I'm going to put it. What the hell is this tall ass doing in a Prius, huh? You know he was sticking out the sunroof. I bet he looked like Fred Flintstone in that costume. And how the hell he catch up to a Ferrari? He should have been in the new Bugatti. I'm putting this tall ass on my list. Oh, boy, I know how to stretch some soup, don't I? We'll gossip tomorrow.